I a fool or a dog? I want to be a fool or a dog. What up?
Happy birthday, bro.
Thank you, dog.
It's your birthday today?
Yeah.
That's why they brought in Nasty Granny. I'm going to give you a little something you're not going to forget for the next 50 fucking years.
No, go get it. What's up, Fool Podcast with Rodrigo Torres.
Yeah, man.
And Felipe Esparza, the host and the co-host, Rodrigo Torres. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
It's not every day you're 30 years old again. You're 30, right?
39.
39.
Yeah, dog.
Wow, that makes me 41 on Instagram.
Your Instagram age, official.
It's funny, man. The old fans, they know how old you really are.
Oh, yeah, dog.
How fat you're getting. Because on that video, they were telling me, man, baby bad's getting fat and old.
You're losing weight, huh?
That's how I like them. Keep it coming.
Keep an eye on
those frijoles. That's what we like.
I'm like 208 in the morning, bro. 290 at night.
Oh, yeah. I'm way lighter in the morning than at night, dude.
You know, I started thinking about, like, people who died of diabetes, like Patricia O'Neill or all the people who were sick. But I'm thinking, man, what? I have something else that they don't have.
It's just jeans, fool. Seriously.
Jeans?
Yeah. Not like fucking Jordan Ash or Levi's, but you know what I mean?
I know, man. Like,
is this a health segment?
Nah.
No. Because
I'm going to walk right
survival.
Out.
Survival.
We got Paula Bell here, people.
I don't ready care to go, about your huh?
All the way from New York.
She's been waiting to go off.
She's from Long Beach.
She's in Long Beach. She's from Colombia now, the Medellin.
That's right.
You were in Colombia?
I was in Colombia.
What were you doing out there?
Stand up.
I'm just going to say avocados. Just avocados. That's all I deal with. No, I wasn't doing stand-up. My boyfriend has an avocado farm down there.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, so we're building a house down there. Oh,
that's good because avocados are expensive now.
Hell yeah.
So I can hook
piece.
You up with your new health segment.
Avocados and cilantro, bro. The Mexican farmer in Mexico were protesting. They started peeing on a cilantro.
What was that?
That was like 6 months ago.
Oh, okay. Because now
6 months, it's always smelled like piss.
Yeah, so,
how long have you been eating cilantro, Felipe?
So cilantro's off the market, bro.
Come on.
What cilantro have you been eating, Paula?
Have you
it
been
has
parsley?
To have piss on it.
Another bitch about gas now,
huh?
Right?
Jeez.
What's up, fool? Shout out to these people, bro.
Right there, man. Everyone who reviewed us on iTunes, MMALI. 002, Dirt _ McGrit, Big Daddy 209, Swig Dog Designs, Chris Canelo, No Chingis Buey from Palmdale, and L Dog 909, Raw Dog from Pacoima, shout out to Richie Valens, and VTE Chick 805, Johnny Bananas with the Z 408, X-Man 1868, and Frank from Hollister who listens to us while driving 70 miles to work. All right, dog. Those are the shout-outs right there.
Are those people or just guys I've slept with off Match.com?
I did all the way from...
Raw Dog, Loose Dog, Low Dog.
Chris Canelo. Chris Canelo bringing the heat. Chris Canelo Cinnamon. That's his name, Cinnamon.
Yeah,
Chris
dude.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon?
Yes, yeah, Chris Canelo.
For Canela, it's a lady.
Oh.
Upcoming show. This Saturday, I'll be in Miami with... Mike Epps at the James Knight Center. I'll be a guest on Mike Epps' tour. So that means I'm going up first. So if you got there at 9, you miss me. Next week, January 21st, Los Angeles, California, at the Novo Theater in downtown LA. January 27th, Atlanta, Georgia, at the Punchline, the original Punchline. Not that bullshit they have in San Francisco. They didn't book me. February 16th to the 19th, Pleasanton, California. I'll be at Tommy T's.
Yeah, Felipe with Tommy.
Ow.
Yes. Tommy T's will show up picking me up with his shorts like he always does. February 23rd to 26th, San Antonio, Texas, at the Improv River Center. They changed the name to the Rivers to the Improv, but they probably still have the shitty condo. Also in February, I'll be at the Festival of Laughs tour with Mike Epps, some more, Bruce, Ricky Smiley, Tony Rock, and many more. February, we'll be in Orlando, Cincinnati, Raleigh, North Carolina, and Dallas, Texas. Check out FelipeSworld.com/tour. For all the info. And those are our commercials.
Hell yeah, dude.
Where won't you be?
I won't be at the Laugh
Factory.
At the
IKEA across the street.
IKEA, that's an old joke. Hey, man, I brought some IKEA stuff. I brought in an entertainment center. When I put it up, it was a kitchenette. IKEA should be called I Can't Even Assemble. All right, people.
Where the hell did you hear? Yeah, you need to stay out of the lab if that's what they're saying in there.
Shady Side? I heard it from that guy. Shady side. So what's up, fool? Happy birthday, man.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'll give you one of your presents right now.
Oh, cool. I thought it was me and my stretch marks. No,
here it is, bro. Open it up right now, man.
Right now?
Hell yeah, bro. You're going to love it, bro.
Wow, nobody said this was like a party.
Let everybody know.
The camera, though.
Let everybody, the camera know, bro, what you got. That's your birthday present.
What is it?
From the biggest bullshitter on the history of planet Earth, Dean Del Rey, Lone Mountain Serenade. Oh, fool! This is when he was opening up for the Wallflowers before fucking the internet fucking make the music industry take the fucking nosedive, and he went into comedy. Now he has horn-rimmed glasses like fucking, what's his name? Fucking that dude.
That's you, bro.
Fuck that.
He re-released his album. Dean Del Rey, the comedian, used to be a singer, and we got his music album right here. He's going to
I thought he was a rocker, though, with like fucking Axl Rose hair.
God, you could get anything on Santee Street. $5, $5, $5.
Fuck this fucking Mr. Guitar. Mr. Guitar,
read
man.
Read that, bro, right there, bro. Right there, what it says.
He fucking looks like Meatloaf Sun right there, dog, on the
you
back.
You gotta read it right there, bro, what it says. The line here, bro.
This motherfucker, dog. Stereo, ML10, Dean Del Rey, Lone Mountain Serenade. File under great fucking record.
That's great.
Yeah, man. On
I'm gonna start playing musical records. Instruments.
Fuck, all right.
You gotta go check it out, bro. Because that's Dean Del Rey, Lone Mountain Serenade with hits like what did I say? What
Mr. Guitar, Highway, Rock a Drive, Damn, Blue, Lone Mountain Serenade, Wrong, Fitting In.
And the sixth song is called Mark Merritt. Can I open for you? Followed by, hey, Chappelle, what are you doing this weekend? I'll fly myself.
Damn, man, this motherfucker's everywhere.
Dean Del Rey, get the album, people.
The album.
Lone Mountain Serenade, goddamn.
You can get it through our Amazon fold, Amazon window on our webpage.
$5 on Sundays.
Well, I want you to listen to it, bro, and give us a good review next week.
Fuck, everyone's going to think I'm a dick, fool.
Just read. I want it for you, bro.
I don't want my stereo to break,
bro. Bro, we even got you another present, so you can listen to it.
God,
listen
to it with Derek Carter record.
Yeah, man. You know Dean Del Rey, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right here, man.
Yeah, he's doing more than I am. I'll tell you that right now. Putting out music CDs. I mean, all I do is stay on the couch and rub one out. This guy's working.
God damn, you're like a dude, huh?
I wish we could listen to it right now, man.
I wish we could, too, so I could rub one out.
You're probably going to rub one in with this one.
Don't forget to fire it.
Busy in the studio over here, fool. Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah. 10 whole songs? That's fucking crazy.
Right on.
I don't even have 10
I like
jokes.
The excitement you show when you open it up, bro.
I said excited. Dog, I got eye cancer, fool.
So what's up, fool?
Chilling, dog.
That's your present right there, bro. Oh,
thank you.
I want one of those songs to be you and your lady song.
No, fool. What the fuck?
I want one of those songs to be you and your lady song.
That's the damn
if you get married, I want him to be at your wedding singing it.
Oh, you probably will, fool. Oh, my God. You're killing me with that CD, dog.
Show it to everybody, bro. They can get it.
There you go. Don't be afraid to get it.
Get it, people. Also, he also selling leather boots.
Yeah, and he ain't joking around, man.
Leather boots.
I was kind of embarrassed when I did that rap song, bro.
Wait, how old are you? How old are you today?
Me, 39.
39. Should have died at 38 for gifts like that. Just drop dead.
I think the last album I gave you was Joy Medina's cassette.
Below the belt, dog. Recorded live at the 4th and Beef.
Hell yeah, bro. So, man, that's your present, bro, on a rainy day.
I bet you want my stretch marks now, don't you, fucker?
This is what I was waiting for, dog.
Yeah, but you can find it under Jerry's favorite albums.
Jerry's little brother right there, dude.
So what's up, man? You gonna listen to it when you get home?
Or? Yeah, fool, I just put it in the truck on the way home right now, on the way to the Ontario Improv. What happened to you? You can't listen anymore.
You got another gift right there, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see them.
You opened it already?
No, it's right here, these ones.
Hell yeah, bro. I know you had little headphones all the time.
This fool.
Now you got noise reduction, bro. You could quiet the noise around you while you snore on the plane.
You should have let me have them for this podcast.
We got you right up there, bro. Worstbirthday.com.
Noise reduction of this birthday podcast bullshit. I don't even go to my grandson's birthday. And he's a Mexican in Compton.
The CPT.
You had to have Abuelita here to witness those great gifts, huh?
NWA.
Little Miklos she had. His little Gunner Garcia.
Gunner.
I always trip out when you see like a half white, half Mexican kid. That kid always grows up to be a great skater.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Tommy Guerrero. Paul Peralta. Paul Rodriguez Jr. And now what's your son's last name? Jose Bell.
Perez. Perez.
Taco Bell.
It's Perez.
Perez, like George Perez.
What's his first name?
Isaac.
Oh, Isaac?
Isaac. Yeah, he's part of the Sinaloa drug cartel.
Oh, man. He's in good hands because I'm from Sinaloa.
Paisan over here.
I'm from the taco cartel.
Right.
Yeah, man. We have Paula Bell here.
Yeah, I've been
Paula
here.
Paula Bell, I met her at the Comedy Store.
I've been here witnessing this love fest between you two.
Yeah, man. We have a love for Dean Del Rey.
Yeah, man.
Obviously, love yeah, man. People.
Yeah, we're going to have, hopefully we'll have Dean Del Rey on the podcast, probably in 2 weeks. We'll ask him, you know, about his new album and how Napster ruined his music career.
That's what he told us. He was opening up for the Wallflowers.
I don't understand how Napster could ruin your career in music when most musicians make their money on the road touring. Wouldn't your music spreading everywhere for free would promote you?
Well, remember when Napster, but for the huge bands, where the singer and the drummer from Metallica went on the air and started talking shit, Napster stealing our music. And
hey, just because I'm white doesn't mean I listen to that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about something else.
And this fool had a funny
I've been in Colombia for a month listening to all kinds of fucking salsa, and you want me to listen to Metallica?
We haven't seen Paula Bell since Compadres Bar, bro.
Oh, snap.
We were hanging out, me, you,
that's
Vinny, Alfred Robles. Alfred Robles.
Where was that at?
Off of Sunset, in front of the good Guitar Center. The Mexican restaurant.
Name a year.
Fuck, 2004.
My synapses aren't connected.
2004.
Was it really me?
Yeah, it was you.
Your hair was different.
You showed up with a waitress from the Laugh Factory.
Oh, yeah, we were on our way to...
to drink.
No, Richard Jenny's house.
Really?
We used to go up there. I used to have that big Cadillac. I used to drive all those waitresses up to Jenny's house.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, part. God, I had fun times at the Laugh Factory. Number one, because I didn't have to fuck Richard. I just brought him the waitresses.
Nice.
Was that the exchange?
I was his friend. Yeah, it was fun. It was good times. But that's, El Compadre, it's called. Man. You guys threw me. I was like, compadre? What are they talking about?
Also, she was one of the first comics to give me a comedy advice that I actually listened to.
That's pathetic, dude.
It was 1996. I was going to the San Antonio Laugh Festival with Jeff Valdez.
And I said, straighten your hair.
Yeah, and I was at the airport just chilling, and Paula Bell was there, bro.
Uh-huh.
I was there again?
Yeah, she was there at the airport waiting for saying goodbye to Brian Holtzman.
Oh, really, dog?
Yeah.
Fuck,
and she started talking to me about comedy because I told her, hey, I know. I walked up to her and I was starstruck. I think I know who you are.
Uh-huh.
She goes, yeah, so we started talking about comedy. And she
Is
was
that
one of the
right?
first people to tell me, you know, you're doing well when you start seeing your close friends leave you. And when I got on that show, I started seeing people stop talking to me. Jeff Garcia kind of stopped talking to me.
Really, fool?
Yeah, and Willie started separating because they were on the show.
Oh, well, that's
that
what I was
right?
saying. You
those guys.
And Abuelita gave you that
yeah,
advice.
Yeah, Abuelita.
Huh?
Right here, bro. Paula,
at that time, your joke got quoted in Entertainment Weekly.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry I was that negative.
And but
actually,
it was cool.
That's probably the most positive I've ever been.
Yeah, man. And another time, I was working at the Punchline at the Comedy Store, and you had broke a pipe in the bathroom.
Were you on that show?
No.
I had to beat my way out of that bathroom. I had to pull the pipe physically from the wall to open the bathroom door. I thought I was in a box.
Oh, you got locked in. That's why you broke it?
Yeah, of course. Why else would I break out of a bathroom? Because I couldn't find the handle with the fucking lock on it. The light switch was outside. So I pulled the whole fucking mechanism out of the wall and beat my way out.
God damn, dude.
And now for my most recent advice, lose this dude.
It was funny.
I can't believe that was you. I don't remember that.
Mike Burnell, the manager from the Comedy Store, told us. We were there 2 weeks after you. It was Gene Pompa and Sully McCullough.
Oh, so you weren't on that show.
I weren't on that show, but we were staying in a different hotel room, and somebody mentioned, this is not the hotel we stood last time. Well, let me tell you what happened.
Right? No, seriously.
She said some stalker, Chase, followed you to your hotel room.
Right.
And he was saying he was your man. We're supposed to meet here. He gets into a fight with the front desk, beats up the front desk. The cops show up. They're knocking. Oh, Paula! She's freaking out. It's dark. She thinks she's locked in a box.
I thought I was locked in a box. But luckily, there was a pipe that I was able to yank out of the wall and just fucking fight my way out. Well, lo and behold, the switch on the dumb motels is on the outside of the bathroom, which is why I couldn't see. I thought I was just drunk. But really, it was because there was no light. Okay, and I was drunk. But there was no light in there.
God damn.
I know you got to be a tough bitch to do stand-up.
That's some tough Hell bitch yeah. shit right there.
And now if that stalker's listening, please call me. Because it's been 20 years and I've been waiting for you.
You didn't even know the guy?
No. You know it's people after the show. You know what I mean?
That happened to us in Tampa. Some guy knew where the condo was and he showed up knocking drunk with a six-pack, bro. Hey, the comics stay here,
and
we're pussies, bro. We just stood quiet.
Thank God, because that's Florida. You don't know what you could have let in right there.
I know, huh?
I think that motherfucker was partying with the comics a week before a couple times there. It was a little party comic.
Really? Yeah. Once they get, they got to change that then. You don't want those Florida. First of all, it's Florida. You don't want those fucking people showing up at your
They
door.
Do show up, man. I think anybody, anywhere you party... Where the comedians stay at, if the last person knows, everybody's going to know.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
You get girls coming over. I've never been in here before.
Yeah,
but they
right.
know where the can opener is.
The can opener? You're hilarious.
And do people, like, you know, stalk you because you say crazy shit in your act?
I'm 50 right now. Nobody's stalking me.
But
right?
Back then?
We got Chris Canelo over here.
They tried, but I could always outdrink them, so I left them in the gutter. Yeah, nobody, no, I never got the action that the guys got, ever. Even when I was thinner and kind of fucking hot, or at least in my mind, I thought I was, but no way.
Yeah, when I saw you on TV, that you're right, when you were thinner, younger, you used to open
yeah, that's
up,
what happens, Felipe. Take a good look at it. It's called your future,
Hell
motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
God, he didn't want to look at me when
you
he
did
said
our. You
oh,
did our
you know
I'll try to focus on the camera right here.
Fuck.
La veterana over here, eh?
When I was flaca.
Well, you did Arsenio, right?
I did Arsenio? No, I never did Arsenio. That's a memory you're going to have to go back to.
Remember, you opened up and said, remember you show up to a party and you say, fuck that bitch. And then you say, I'm that bitch.
That wasn't me, dude.
Okay,
Synapses
have
stopped.
I'm writing
connecting.
You jokes for you. Was you now. Take it.
No, that wasn't me. But yeah. No, I never got it. You guys always get all kinds of fucking
How long were you in Colombia for? What you doing over there?
I was there for almost a month, 19 days. We're building a house on the avocado farm. And then I went into Medellin because that's the city that I like to play around in. No, actually, they have the best fucking plastic surgeons. And I'm going to have it all lifted in April. I'm going back in April. I swear to God, it has nothing to do with cocaine, even though I am trying to find out how to pack it into avocado seeds. I'm bound to make money in that country, I swear to God.
Colombia, man, so far away.
Now, let me tell you something about Colombia as opposed to L.A., okay? I was born in downtown L.A., okay? Colombia has not one fucking pothole in that whole country. Their roads are immaculate. And the people drive. There's no right of way. You can cut anybody off. You can make a left in front of them. Nobody flips you off. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful country.
Pablo Escobar made the freeways over there.
Is that why or what the fuck?
No, I don't know. But when you go down there, don't make a lot of jokes about him. Especially now because you said you're from Sinaloa, right? Well, you guys took over the cocaine from Colombia. So you guys, you know, should be able to move those good roads up here maybe a little ways. Get your contacts. You guys are doing all of it now in Sinaloa.
Yeah.
I'm serious. That's my grandson's family. They're all drug cartel. I don't know nothing about that.
And what's up with Colombia? What are you doing down there as far as just building a house? Are you partying and hanging out too?
Yeah, of course. Everybody, but partying down there, that's the normalcy. It's just an everyday way of life. It's like going back in time where everything is just great.
And cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And the women are gorgeous. You guys would have an amazing, any man, the men, not so much. Like my boyfriend, he's about this fucking high. He's tunneled his way out from underneath my bed a couple times. I'm like, come back, El Chapo. I love you. He's short.
A little banger.
I'm like the tallest person there when I go there. And then once in a while, you'll see some ex-Nazi Argentinian walk through. But Colombia is a great country, but the men, not so much. The women, stunning. You don't know how it happened.
Do they shave over there?
Who?
The women.
I don't know. I don't sleep with women. I'm sleeping with somebody this high.
Just picture like a Colombian woman doing laundry and big old armpit, hairy armpit.
Ah, this fool.
No, it's modern, man. Come on.
I gotta go, bro.
I gotta go to Mexico first. Shit, dude.
It
the
is.
Food too?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Frijoles this fucking big. This big. Not
Calima bean.
Not the no, bigger. It's amazing. Sancochos. Everybody eats good food. Not all this fast food crap. You come out actually eating, you're thinner, but you because you've just eaten good food. It's just a great country.
Less processed shit, huh?
There's none.
There you go.
It's good. You Latinos should be down there talking your Espanol and your bullshit.
Did you do stand up over there?
No, they have stand up, but they only have all fluent. You know what I mean?
In
the
Spanish.
Club in Medellin was all Spanish. And Abuelita needs to study on her Spanish.
And they have a faster, rapid Spanish out there, huh? Different.
Well, of course, it sounds different than Spanish from Mexico. You guys are more guttural. You know what I mean? You guys say, like...
Chinga tu madre,
girl. Yeah, gracias. They imitate you guys. It's fucking hilarious. It's like us imitating, like, Southwest people. They do, oh, God, they crack up over the Mexican accent. They fucking die laughing. Theirs is more proper.
Oh, like totally.
When you see somebody, you
or
know
Castilian
what I mean?
Castilian and shit like that, right?
Of course, yeah. Everything's very, and people are so nice. It's like going back in time. It's weird.
People here are so mean.
Oh, fuck yeah. In L.A., a bunch of dicks.
Yeah, right?
Everybody's all jaded, too, and shit.
They are?
They are?
I'm going to get really white. What? They are?
What are you talking about?
And you're from L.A., born and raised?
I was born and raised.
I thought you were from New York.
No. Felipe, no, I was born downtown L.A., almost on a bar stool.
Really?
Yeah, that bitch was drinking. I hung on to that uterus. I was like, I'm getting out to USC, bitch. I know. People always take me for somewhere else. Another planet, I guess.
So you went to school in L.A. too?
I went to school out for a while, and then I got married really young up in Santa Cruz.
In college or what?
No, like I got married really young because I wanted to get out of high school. So I married a dude 7 years older than me.
Shut up. How old were you?
No, I was 17.
God damn.
I know, not even pregnant. So you know I'm really not that white.
You're a different kind of white.
Yeah, I'm like a Russian golden shower white.
There you go, dude.
Yeah, I'm half German Jew and half Russian.
Why are you stalling?
Right? 99% drunkard.
So what do you think of Trump?
What don't I think of him? Come on.
Biggest fucking goofball in history, huh?
Right? It's going to be, I don't think he's going to make it a year.
No, huh?
No. I mean, I was down there protesting. I don't know where you fuckers were, but I protested that. Working? On what? The wall? What are you working on?
Where are you protesting at?
I was protesting downtown L.A. Everywhere they had protests, I was down there. I didn't see anybody I fucking knew. There's a lot of people, though. I mean, you have this guy's... come on. All the stuff he says, it's crazy.
Oh, it's fucked
right
up.
Now.
He was talking shit about everybody. Mm-hmm. And even cutting people off in the press conference last night, too.
Right? Everything.
Like, what the fuck, dude?
You could tell he wasn't prepared, huh?
Fuck no.
Because you know... He would have should have known those questions were coming.
Oh, fuck yeah. I think he fucking winged a lot of it till like towards the end.
The guy's in shock.
Yeah.
The guy's in shock. Yeah. He's like a comic who got an HBO fucking special
and now he has no material. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
Ultra bullshitter, but now the shit got real.
Right. And they're going, he's attacking everybody who attacks him on any kind of level.
That's the thing that's like fucking fucks with me. Cause it's like, dude, not to be a dick or whatever, but you should be proper and fucking know the right fucking.
I don't really care about him. I just want that fucking Kellyanne Conway Skeletor bitch off TV. I can't stand that. I can't watch it. I mean, I love
that little blonde one on Fox.
No, that's Megyn Kelly.
No, but Kellyanne Conway. Isn't that her name? Kellyanne, the spokesperson.
Yeah, the one that made him.
The one who actually figures out what to say on the dime, unlike him. But that's because she's a big cocksucker. You got to be a big cocksucker to spew stuff out like she
does.
That's
an evil bitch.
She has
right
answers
there.
Right there, like the.
She's ready, bro.
She has it.
She's ready, dude. That right. bitch is ready.
Look, why do you look so
scared? She answers questions. She answers questions with two questions.
Rapid fire. Yeah, rapid fire. No, she's got the training.
I just think Cooper was telling him, man, he goes, I like the way you're pivoting and everything.
Yeah, she's a good, she must be great at head because you've got to be able to do thinking. She's great at it.
And now they got Rudy Giuliani, bro, a guy who still has an AOL account.
Hey, I have an AOL.
He's in charge of the spying on the internet now.
Really?
He's going to make his own little office.
He's all like a cheerleader wanting to get in the administration, but they kept him to the side. Huh?
Come on, man. That guy still had the MySpace account.
Right?
He's over here surviving in chat rooms and shit. You think he was going to get elected, though, Paula?
No, I didn't. Watch my Showtime special. All I do is impersonate him and do all kinds of fucking jokes on him. Who would have ever thought that?
I thought there was a slight chance he may get
elected.
Are you kidding me? Just because everybody, like, just the shit that I heard from Obama, like, kind of the little racist undertones, they were just, like, kind of done with, like, a black dude and what the fuck was happening with Medicare and all that shit.
Uh-huh.
And Obamacare. They might be a slight chance. Like, I told you the weekend before you and Tubb, man, shut up, man. It's in the bag already. Hillary won this shit. And boom, on that fucking Tuesday, I'm like, God damn.
Yeah.
I don't think he knew.
No, and because Hillary, she seemed like she had it in the bag. She didn't have to do shit. Fucking, she was ready to give her fucking.
Yeah, she was too audacious. She thought
that's what I'm saying.
She definitely. But a lot of people don't like her. And she forgot about those people.
Oh fuck yeah!
But I think it's just all a ruse to actually get Pence in. I think the Republicans and everybody in the Electoral College and everybody are thinking Pence because that's a right wing evil motherfucker. I won't have to have I won't be allowed to have all the abortions I normally like to have at the Planned Parenthood and free clinics anymore. I mean, it's going to be tough times, ladies. I can't even get pregnant. I just like them to root around in my snatch every once in a while.
When you go to Planned Parenthood,
is that too dirty?
No.
Why'd you ignore me?
No, I'm not ignoring you.
No, you're going to go on.
Every time I say snatch, Felipe turns away in disgust.
I love snatch.
No, hell yeah.
I love snatch in all forms.
Want to be a kind of
little wing, big wings, big clit, little clit. Fool,
are so dirty.
I had a dream.
What happened?
That I went down on somebody. And it was a dream, bro. And their clit was as big as a water bottle cap.
God
it was
damn.
Thick. And that's when I woke up because I was sucking the penis.
What?
Remember that one time you brought that up, but you were saying that in the Godfather book, in the book, not the movie, that girl that Sonny was cheating with, that homeboy came out of, she had an enormous clit.
Yeah.
We're reading that book.
Don't look over here. I don't have any fucking enormous clit. Mine actually shrinks with time.
It's enormous. I have a belly. I have a ring on it, a doorknob.
Fucking Dean Del Rey was serenading it.
He wrote a song about it, bro.
Oh, my God.
The wet road.
The wet road. Oh, God.
I've never been to Planned Parenthood, man. You got to pay for the abortions, right?
No.
They're not free, right?
No.
A sliding scale. A sliding scale? I didn't know that.
Your income?
Unless you're a member like me, and then you just get them for free.
She had a punch card, eh?
No, but it's going to be fucking horrible times. I'm telling women, they better start being careful, especially with you guys. No, the Latinos. The fuck out of here. Yeah, you two. You two are responsible.
I was like, damn, what did I do?
My sperm is dead, man. Too much pot. It don't make it all the way no more.
I don't know, man. If Joe Diaz can have a baby at 51, dog.
That's right, cocksuckers.
Did he have a baby too?
Yeah.
Get out. Yeah, congratulations to Joey. What the fuck?
She just turned four. We went to her birthday party.
Oh, I thought you said he just had one.
No, he had a four-year-old.
Oh, yeah, four. Come on. It's already time to give him back to the hospital at four. That's cool, though.
How many do you have?
I have two.
Two, only seen one.
No, right? Anybody only sees one. No, I have two. I have two grown daughters. A lot of my closest friends don't know. Thanks for letting it out of the bag. You should be able to leave those kids at the hospital. I was watching Maury yesterday because the news is so fucking bad, and I was thinking, you know, I should just call these bitches up and tell them I want a DNA test. I'm not sure they're mine. Nobody, like all those memories you had of me back in the day, beating myself out of bed. I'm not sure I actually gave birth. Why? I could be just like a father and just abandon them at any certain age, right? Just like I'm fucking Maury. You are not mine. Now go back to Compton. Take all those Mexican kids with you.
It's funny when they show the little baby and then the dad denying. Look at him. Look at that little fucked up eye. I can't be my baby. Look at your little fucked up eye.
The guy's missing all his teeth, and the baby has no teeth, and he's like, we don't look anything alike.
Look at his eye.
Not my forehead.
How sick is television, though, that you have to watch Maury now, and that shit seems believable?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Because of the news.
Because DNA don't lie.
In the end, it doesn't.
I wish I was part of the golden shower. I can give him a granny trickle.
You think they're going to come out with some shit on him like that or nah? Or are they just building?
I don't know.
All fucking fodder for news and shit.
I think he's a sick puppy. I mean, he's came out and said he grabs women by the pussy, you know, which I instantly had to run one out to that.
Well, those tiny hands he has, you grab women by the pussy.
Grab them by the clit.
Does he have tiny hands?
Yeah, they're little hands, bro.
I'm getting wet.
He has tiny little hands. He could fist people and shit with his little hands.
I just can't imagine. Can you just imagine him and melanoma just in bed?
Melanoma.
That's what I call her, melanoma.
Does he take his hair off to have sex?
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Or he's holding it like this?
Yeah. No, that hair, it's like, it's fucking wound around. It's like.
Yeah.
I'm going to grab you by the pussy. We're going to build a wall. A great big wall. We'll fucking get rid of all the illegals. Get the fuck out of here. Start with those wives he keeps fucking marrying. Those bitches. Get rid of them. Ivanka Melanoma and everybody else.
Marla Maples too, no?
Right? He put that little hillbilly back to, he sent her back to the Midwest or wherever. She didn't last long.
Nah.
Right? He likes those Russian ones. You know come on. He likes those skinny model types.
Because they can't file a police report. You're going to believe me or this foreigner?
Yeah, because I'm sure that fool just goes over there and picks them out and shit. That one.
Goes to Russia just picks them out. You think there's any women in Russia who aren't fucking prostitutes? It's a gangster country. They're all, every school teacher, every mother has turned into a prostitute to make any kind of fucking money. They're all whores. Welcome to Nasty Granny Radio. Dirty Granny Radio.
You want to see my red curtains?
Look, I'm Russian. They're all whores.
That's so
Fred
funny,
Stoller,
dude.
Man. Fred Stoller, he just got a cat in the mail. He said, if this cat works out, I'm going to order a bride next.
Yeah, you can get cats in the mail? You're so foolish.
Oh, my God,
dude.
Fucking Fred.
That's not true.
Yeah, Fred Stoller.
He saved a cat, right? I seen a couple.
Flying a cat over. Like, he can't find a cat here in LA. I saw 10 on the way over here.
That's what I'm saying. Right now, they need a house.
I have 10 in my house.
Or an apartment.
I'm the weird cat lady.
That's why I had 9 at one time.
Yeah, dude. Joe D just had a fucking legion, dude.
That's crazy.
So where'd you start doing comedy at?
Where'd I start? I started at a place called Holy City Zoo in San Francisco.
Holy City
Tiny
Zoo.
Little hole in the wall, like sat like 10 people.
Oh, really?
Bay Area? Yeah, in the Bay Area. And then I went over to East Oakland, Berkeley. Then I did a show and they said, oh, you got to go to the Comedy Store. And then I came down here and went to the Comedy Store. Then the Laugh Factory, then New York. That's why you thought I was from New York. But I'm not. I only lived there 3 times.
You moved to New York in 2000, right?
Yeah, one of the times was 99 and 2000. Yeah, I was there. And then I came back after 9/11. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. I don't fucking live here. I'm out of here.
I remember when you came back, you told me, Felipe, there's a lot of work over there in New York. You can make 150 a show, but you got to bust four shows a night, though.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. Yeah, that's when I actually really liked to just work all night. You know what I mean?
And when did you become Paula Bell? Like, did you start out the box crazy in
1966. I came out of the uterus like this. Hey, fuck everybody. Hi.
Did it take you a while to get to, getting down there and talking shit dirty and crazy?
But I don't only just talk dirty. Right. Don't be fooled by this slutty act that they're having me do for your birthday. I'm a lady, motherfucker.
Share that joke, bro. I dated a Mexican once. Now I have two kids.
No, it's six kids.
Six kids.
Why would you have two kids with a Mexican? That's a white guy. Felipe's so cute. Felipe, you remember a lot of shit. Is it the pot?
I remember, dude. She followed this black comic. I forgot his name. But he was bashing white women, right? Then. Uh-huh. Oh, man. I love dating a white woman, man, because I could go out to the strip bar and not come back for like hours. And she wouldn't even ask me nothing. Then Paula Bell went up on stage and goes, I don't know what fucking white bitches you're dating, motherfucker.
I don't remember that
but
either.
If you were to tell me you went to a strip bar, I'll kill your ass. You ain't going out.
I said that?
Yeah.
Wow, doesn't sound like me. I'm such a lady. I've never followed a black comic. How dare you?
Yeah, man.
I always open for them. Just kidding.
Oh, probably a chocolate Sunday.
Yeah, I've been to many chocolate Sundays. Have you been there?
Yeah.
Lately?
No.
Is it still chocolate?
Still chocolate.
I left when they started bringing in a lot of white people. I said, you know what? Fuck this show.
Who's this? Jeffrey Peterson going up?
Oh, God. Because they like the comics that, the white comics that rap and sing and dance. I can't do that shit.
Shady
yeah.
Side?
I don't do that shit.
Darren Carter?
I can't do it.
A party starter, bro.
Put your flashlight out.
Never started one party.
What do you have against the rooster?
Oh, the rooster's cool.
No, you're a party starter, man. I want to see a party.
Pull out the cocaine, start chopping up lines.
Right?
Where's that joint?
Is that my Colombian trip we're talking about again? Yeah, oh, man. Never mind. That was just avocados. Just. So what do you guys want to ask Dirty Granny now that I'm here?
How dirty are you now?
Right? I'm off the couch right now. But I did rub one out underneath the table a second ago, and you missed it.
Damn. That was fast.
Oh, watch out for the cat.
All women my age are filthy.
Yeah?
We're filthy. You guys think we're like cute little grannies and all that shit? We are so fucking dirty. Because my body right now is just telling me, just fuck, 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 hurry up. You have 6 days left to start fucking. It's terrible. Go in the grocery store, ask young boys to reach for shit. I can reach. I just ask them, you know, just so I can sniff that ball sack one last time.
Ruthless.
Sorry, I had to do
how do you lick them, man? Do you just go at it or you pick them up and lick under them?
Do you see how long my tongue is? Do you know as women get older, our tongues get longer?
Really?
No, it's all bullshit. I'm fucking.
You got me like three times already. I'm like, what the fuck?
I know, this kid's so cute. He's so confused.
It's his birthday, man. The birthday boy.
No, he's just so clean cut. He's like, what? I was like, really? He's afraid
he's
of
confused.
Me. Right? He's like, why is this white lady on the show talking about licking ball sack? Because it's me, Paula Bell. That's what I think about. It's true.
So what happened? You would go to the Laugh Factory and then go to that bar and then take chicks to Richard Jennings' house?
That was a long time ago, yeah. And I had that big 66 caddy convertible. I had fun in comedy. Anybody says, oh, what'd you do? What are you doing? Comedy to me is just all about fun because it's good. It's easy for me and I love it. But I loved afterwards. After the comedy is when I really liked what was happening. All kinds of weird shit. Just who's that other comic, that tall dude who did the Disney show for a minute at the Laugh Factory? Funny ass face from Canada. What, you know who I'm talking about?
Lachlan Peterson?
No.
Russell Peters?
No, Rocket Man.
Oh, Harlan Williams.
Harlan Williams. Now, one of the funnest times I ever had with Harlan was I put him in the caddy and I drove him down to that all-nude strip club down on Sunset. And he walked walked in at that fucking crazy.
The Body Shop.
Talk about a fool. He walked in and he goes, Paula, why are these Coca-Colas costing me $21? I go, do you see all that pussy asshole? That's the little Chinese man who was way up front with the all-nude girl came back and said, Rocket Man, can I have your autograph?
Shut up, dude.
Rocket Man.
Woo, I had a lot of fun. I would always take the comics out and do crazy shit.
You never took me.
What? Well, you never asked.
And I went to the Body Shop one time. I didn't even know it was still open.
I think so, dude.
I don't know. That was years ago. I just like to fuck them.
You go over there, man. They don't care if you're a comedian. What do you do? I'm a comedian on the street, eh?
Oh, yeah?
Come in. It's $20.
$20 a lap dance, bro.
Damn.
They didn't even touch you.
Oh, that sucks. Oh, that's all like Hollywood.
Just go there, on. Bro. I went to a Willie, dog.
And nothing?
Nothing. Well, Willie, I went to a Willie, and then he goes, hey, I'm on a Tonight Show, going to the comedy show.
Yeah, but were you guys, maybe you should have put the tacos down while you were watching.
Yeah,
that.
Man.
They don't like giving lap dances and getting that fucking Taco Bell hot sauce on them.
I spilled my horchata on her.
Your horchata. That's a sexy drink, huh? Horchata kind of looks like something. I don't know anything.
So, at the comedy store, did you showcase also for Mitzi or did you just got in?
No, I showcased. I'm not like all the other comics. I couldn't fuck her.
Fisted,
oh! I had to actually fucking perform on stage. Is she still alive?
Yeah.
Get out of
here.
Yeah,
they have her some crib somewhere or something, but she's still alive. Haven't heard anything.
Right? Yeah. Wow, that's longevity right there.
She's still alive, yeah.
Yeah.
Pauly's still alive.
Pauly is?
Sammy Shore's still alive, too.
Yeah. Sammy Shore was just on somebody's podcast. Oh, Mark Maron. Yeah.
Wow.
The original weasel.
What about the daughter? What was her name?
Sandy Shore.
Sandy. I remember stories. She used to tell us about the UFO lights that would come under her door and shit. She used to live up above the comedy store. That was yeah, I've been doing comedy too long. I'm starting to remember shit. I'm off of this fucking podcast. I don't like this. You guys put something in the vent or something.
Not even. I heard a crazy story. Wasn't she supposed to marry the Dice Man and the Dice Man cheated on her with her mom?
Why is that so crazy?
Everybody I never heard Mitzi. That, bro.
Yeah.
Everybody fucked Mitzi.
Yeah, I heard that from Noe. I used to be the driver, bro. And yeah, bro, she's going to marry fucking the Dice Man, bro. And then the Dice Man went and got with Mitzi, bro, and they fucking broke up the marriage. They didn't talk for a long time. Bro.
I don't know about all that. All I know is a lot of people fuck Mitzi.
Name them.
I heard that, too. He said it a lot. Everybody did.
Right?
I know Marilyn Martinez will tell me who slept with Mitzi.
Oh, remember Marilyn?
Yeah,
R.I.P. I don't believe in R.I.P. I don't know why I fucking said that. But no, I really don't. I think once you're done, you're done. But I remember.
I know R.I.P. Rest in peace. Like, you're resting in peace no matter what.
Yeah, you're dead
you
as
you can't rest
off,
in
dude.
Shit. Well, you are resting in shit.
I don't know that you're resting.
Yeah, no, you're dead.
Done. Yeah, resting is when you're asleep.
Yeah, I don't believe in much.
Me neither.
Hope you guys aren't.
I don't believe in.
No,
I don't believe in afterlife anymore.
Is this a religious show?
No.
I know there's some trick. I'm sitting here with you.
They're probably looking at you like Joel Osteen.
Joel Osteen, right?
Paula, this is your life. Do you know the voice, Paula? Please
stop.
Come do Christmas. Come do the Christmas show.
Who are you doing right now, Masada?
Hey, buddy.
No.
We had Jay Mossell on the podcast, too.
Yeah.
What? His tight pants with his balls showing?
Yes.
That fucking falafel-making motherfucker. I swear to God. I heard he had a baby. Does he wear tight pants or diapers? What's it in?
He wears a tight hair.
Who knew? Now, if you see, I'm a woman, so we always look at tight ball sacks. And that guy, my God.
Is that like some 70s thing and shit?
Oh, dude, he's bringing it back, man. He was doing it 70s, 80s, 90s, but who knew those balls actually contained something? And he had a baby. I have to see that.
Those balls come with a 2-drink minimum.
We like to stay for the second show.
Right? Oh, my God. That's freaking hilarious.
When Jamie had the orgasm, he yells out, Dane Cook coming at midnight. He banned him.
He banned him again?
He banned Dane Cook from the Laugh Pass.
For life?
For life.
And what was that over?
I don't know.
Doing too much.
Oh, he didn't want to get off the stage and let Judge Apatow and Amy Schumer do a spot.
Wow, there's a lot of shit. See, when you're in another country, you just don't know shit. Like, and you don't care about it. You know what I mean?
You weren't on social media back there. You just cut it off and went straight to Colombia.
No, I post all my shit in Colombia on my social media, but about the comedy shit, I mean, who really gives a fuck? You know what I mean? People don't know how weird a world it is. But you got to really, you know, once you're in it, you got to enjoy it. But these fucking people, you don't know if you're dead or alive when you're in some of those clubs. I might be dead right now, as a matter of fact.
You got a mirror, bro?
Rest in peace. Oh, my God. That's crazy. What else happened?
What was the craziest road trip you ever had?
Oh, my God. Actually, one of my first ones was to Cincinnati. And it was the Hooters. Remember when Hooters just came out?
Yeah.
It was the original Hooters on the Kentucky side of the Ohio River. And I had to do this fucking club called Go Bananas or some weird shit. And there were a bunch of toothless people in the audience. I was just like, what the fuck? Is this really like? Because I had never done road stand-up. You know what I mean? Just San Francisco Comedy Store, that's it. And then they sent me out there. And it was fucking Masada, as a matter of fact. Who got me that gig? Should have known. And then so I had to show up for like a 6 a.m. radio interview, but it was a pregnant bikini contest.
God damn.
At the Hooters.
Wow.
So you show up and it's all foggy and the river and everything. And then you go in and I'm not bullshitting. These chicks were overdue, ready to pop in 6 a.m. in fucking tiny bikinis. One of them could shake a I'll never forget this shit. One of them could shake a like a baby bottle somehow with her stomach. I don't know what was happening there.
Probably had it in between her tits or something.
With her stomach and her tits. I don't know what, but she shook the thing. And they were vicious competitors, these bitches. They were pissed. And the prize was like $100. And then I had to be one of the judges. And what do you say? You know what I mean? I was like, I hope you bitches didn't get knocked up for the prize money. And the one who won was actually a black girl in Appalachia fucking somewhere. And her boyfriend had those Confederate flags and all that shit on his truck. Never forget it. And she had a size G chest.
Wow.
And I said, I don't think any kid is going to be that fucking thirsty. That was insane.
Big ass titties.
No, my mom got dry.
It was insane. It was insane. And that's the time when like tick jobs
bro.
Were like a
you
G.
Seen G's?
Fuck no.
Yeah,
I've
I couldn't.
H's.
Yeah, I couldn't. I was trying to differentiate. She had to talk so I could tell which one was the head. It was huge.
Was she a big woman or thin woman?
She was thin with a big ass belly and size G's that went out to the end of the fucking 9-month pregnancy.
Wow. She got a job breastfeeding.
Yeah, I think Africa called her.
The hot chocolate, cold chocolate.
I mean, it was a lot.
Gee, man.
But that's the craziest shit. And I said, never again. I've never been back. That was I didn't know. Because in your mind, like, if you're born, like, in L.A. or any cosmopolitan place, even though I was born, like, in Schittsville, downtown L.A., you never really think those kind of people exist. But they're fucking out there.
True hicks.
Oh, man. It's why we have to... We have to support keeping the forests and no deforestation because these fucking people live in those trees. You're going to meet a lot of them once they take out every last forest and tree. And
well, to live in the Appalachians, you got to be a tough motherfucker anyways.
Right?
Okay.
But who knew? A pregnant bikini. There was a midget running around. That was one of the wildest things ever.
God damn.
He was giving lap dances like Brad Williams.
He did. I was just on a show with Brad Williams. It's on Showtime right now. Watch it. It's called The Nasty Show. Brad hosted it. He was funny as fuck.
The Nasty Show? You were in a Snoop Dogg one, right?
No.
No?
Who are you keep mixing me up with, dude?
I'm plugging the wrong shows here.
The Wikipedia was wrong.
Right. No, not a Snoop Dogg show. No, but it's on right now on Showtime. It's called Nasty Show, Volume 2. Yeah. We just taped it in Montreal.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Ralphie Mays on it.
What's up, hey, Big Daddy?
What? What was that? You instantly gave shots? that what I made, McDana?
That's how he talks.
That's how Rafi talks. Hey there, buddy.
That's hilarious. Yeah, Brad was fucking funny. He's a little, I don't know.
He's little.
He's little. I think I've had dicks bigger than him. He jumped on my lap one time. I was like, had it. Bye.
He was heavy, huh?
You know what? They are fucking heavy.
Heavy, man.
Because it must be something with the density of the butt. Oh, is that what it is?
Their head and their butt, right?
I don't know. I didn't look at his ass.
Those have like big thighs and shit, like really thick muscles.
I didn't look at his ass because I wasn't laying on the fucking floor. But anyway.
That's what I felt too when I was smoking weed one time in Las Vegas with that other little short comedian. She's a little comedian, little lady.
Tammy
Kim or
Tanya
Little.
Tanya Little, get out of here, name
Yeah,
Tanya
yeah, her
Little.
Picture's on the Comedy Store at the corner when you turn the corner.
Yeah, Tanya.
Yeah,
Tanya Little?
Tanya Harding?
Tanya Kim. I don't know, she's a little lady, right? And we're smoking weed, and I keep looking at her getting high, higher. And I said, man, I hope she brought her scooter, man, because I ain't carrying her back to her car.
You kept getting higher and higher, but she didn't.
Got shoe low.
Yeah, no, that's the one dude I think I've slept with every kind of fucking dude, but never a Mitch because they creep me out.
Yeah, I mean, they are creepy. I mean, I've never been with one, but I mean, I'd imagine.
There's just something about it. But then again, my Colombian, he's like 6 inches away from midgetism.
But he's a true person though, right? So
we think.
He's a full grown 12-year-old.
Full grown little man.
Well, the shorter they get, the meaner the fuckers get.
Oh, hell yeah. That's complex.
Right? I don't know if it's that.
Yeah.
I think it's just because he's Colombian.
I think the smaller you are, the more pissed off they get, bro.
Yeah, a little chip on their shoulder, guys.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've had it up to here with them.
You're so silly, Felipe. I didn't know you were so silly. You should do a children's show.
I should.
You're so nice.
Today's word is hoochie. Mama.
It's crazy. I don't know.
We were on the last Common Standing together.
We were?
2010.
I love that. Yeah, what is this? This is some kind of trick where he brings me
this
in.
This is your life.
Right? What is this? I don't even remember this shit.
What I like about the last Common Standing was that they gave us rooms. Hotel room, even though we live across the street from the place.
Wait, that was the one in Glendale?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, now I remember. You were on that too.
Yeah, I
was. I got off of that fucking thing. I didn't try out for that. That was a crock of shit. They just asked me to be on it. Like I was like, and then I got in a fight with what's his name right
Greg.
Before. Yeah, Greg. Who I
hilarious.
Like as good friends. We get in a fight, and then the guy goes and offs himself.
Damn.
Yeah.
And what was that all about?
Did you hear episode?
I don't know. You want to talk about how I beat myself out of a bathroom one time? Now I'm killing motherfuckers. I mean.
No, I'm sure you weren't the reason.
No, but I have a lot of weird shit like that in my life happening now. I'm not going to say anything's going to happen.
Are you talking about
right
weird
now.
Stuff like you get into an argument with somebody out of the blue and then like 6 months later they're dead?
Not 6 months.
Me.
Usually about days. Good luck.
Cautious driving today.
Put away that album, please. Let's not talk about that music CD, man. I don't want to hear bad stuff later on. What happened, bro?
No, but all kinds of weird stuff. Like New York with the... Oh, and then one time I was out on some weird USO tour out in the middle of... And then 9/11 happened when I came back there. So I left that. One time I did comedy and fucking... What's it called? New Orleans. As soon as I left, the came through.
Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah. Every time I leave somewhere, something happens. It's kind of in my wake. He's just.
Damn.
Happy birthday.
How many bodies you left in Colombia?
Right? No, there's.
She's a sicario, bro.
Fucking henchman.
I fucking love that country. I can't wait to get back to that country. It's all fake news here. It's, you know how horrible it is to wake up out of a 6 month drunk and see Trump as a president or something? I mean, it's fucking nuts.
Imagine you woke up from a coma.
Oh, dude.
And they tell you that's the new president. You say, put me back to sleep.
Nighty-night.
Well, people were shocked when Ronald Reagan was the president.
No, I don't think they were that shocked.
Oh, no, no. He was governor first.
He was a governor of California first.
They weren't
president of SAG.
And he was a guy that was...
president. Who is this fool? Talk about what's up. President of SAG. Like, what the...
He was a president. Back then, he was just in the Westerns.
Dude.
What you going to say? He was a whistleblower.
And Joe Diaz said, Silent Bob, you're full of a bunch of useless information.
This guy's so proper and cleaned up. Oh, my God. Have you even been laid yet?
Yeah. I got a girlfriend.
Had the girlfriend for the first time. The other ones didn't count, man. They were desperate.
They were desperate.
No, his last girlfriend before this girlfriend was a girl who just came out of prison.
Really? I probably know her. Ask her if she remembers me. I was the warden.
She
is
full.
No. Is she a chola? What is she? White girl, I bet.
No, she's Mexican.
How much Mexican? Like, well, she
doesn't speak Spanish, but she's Mexican.
Ah, what is up with that? This fucking generation not speaking any Spanish. Do you speak
Spanish? Yeah, ¿qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa con eso?
Yeah.
¿Qué chingados?
Yo no sé.
Oh, yo no sé. That's his fucking Spanish?
He speaks Spanish?
He speaks Spanish.
In tongues.
Un poquito español.
Más duro, por favor.
Eso es todo?
When you have a tongue like this, you don't have to speak Spanish.
It's universal, bro.
It's been on a couple continents.
No, just a little. I have to become more fluent because I'm going to be going to Colombia a lot more. You know, you got to speak the lingo.
And does your man speak for you? You kind of communicate yourself.
No, I try by myself, you know, but then he'll step in when it's like a big transaction, something. You know what I mean? But I do try.
But when people are so polite, you kind of don't have to, like, you know. It's not
They're very polite there. You know what I mean?
And you guys, as far as food, is
Buenos dias,
food?
Buenas tardes, señor. Oh, you know, everything, señor, señora, or whatever. Everything's very fucking polite. But I should be able to, I should speak Spanish just to talk to my grandson. Because he's growing up in Compton with an all Spanish-speaking family.
So he's all coming up speaking Spanish.
He comes over to me, and the other day in Starbucks, he's like, Granny, you're yellow. I got news for you, bitch. I'm white. When they turn four, they turn on. They're like, what the? Something's weird. Because his other grandmother only speaks to him in Spanish.
She said, Grandma, you have Trump hair.
Grandma Trump.
And I tell him, we're going to build Trump. The wall. I scare him.
That's fucked up.
It is fucked
That's
up.
Cool, though.
Yeah,
how long you been back?
A lot of other grandmas always look at me like I fucking stole him. He looks nothing. He looks like... No white.
Like
no
a straight Mexican kid?
Straight one fucking eyebrow fucking staring.
You're the unibrow.
Right?
You'd be able to look, you're like
I
a
found
cool
rolling
grandma.
Papers in his diaper. I was like, what the fuck is this? No. What'd you ask me? Sorry.
I forgot. Go ahead.
I don't know. How long you been back from Colombia? You asked
him, right? 4 days.
4 days?
Damn.
No. Yeah, 4 days. I was dying. I wanted to fuck with the customs agent, but you can't ever because those are fuckers.
Oh, yeah.
But they always ask you, what were you doing in Colombia for 20
fucking.
Days? And I go, nothing, nothing.
Dancing.
No, it's really, that's just all what it, you know, what anybody knows about it. But it's a badass country. It's a badass country.
Making avocados.
Right? Yeah. Making them grow. Gotta make something grow. Dicks ain't growing at my age.
They stay hard.
They do now. Because there's Viagra. Oh, my God. My boyfriend brought in like 3 kilos of fucking Viagra.
Let me have one.
He uses those or what?
Of course. He's over 50.
Oh, okay.
Jesus.
Oh, he's
you know how much hard work that would be if he did it? I would be able to be here right now. Fucking hands would be limp.
Viagra's are good for young kids, man. When you're like older, you're like, man, I don't want to say this hard. Man, I want to get this over with.
But... I think at an older age, you guys don't know yet, but again, I'm going to have to let you know your future, birthday boy. It's all downhill from here. No, I don't think it really does that to men who are of the certain age who need it. I think it just works.
Stays hard.
Either that or he's fucking jipping me. He's probably fucking jipping me. He's probably hard for like 3 hours before, and then gives me the last 20 minutes of it. Mother.
But you don't take that, but I got to jerk off.
What?
No, I'm never taking it.
I tried that one time, dude.
What?
The next day it was thick. Like, it was like bad. Like, you shouldn't jerk off on Viagra because, man, the next day I was so swollen, bro.
From just beating it?
Are we back to your health problem? Do I look like a nurse?
Kind of. Nurse Jackie over here.
And you look like baby
Nurse Ratchet. I should have been a medical professional.
The head nurse, bro. She don't just run the front office.
She comes with the tongue and everything.
DeVry.
He's so scared of me, this fucking kid. What's your name, fool?
Rodrigo?
Rod.
Yeah, Rod. He tried to, he doesn't even say it right. Rodrigo.
How do they say in Colombia? Rodrigo.
Rodrigo. Right? They don't say it. They just suck it. I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to scare the shit out of him. He looks scared. He's blushing.
Oh, you're killing me.
Oh, he's such a nice, clean-cut boy you are.
So you're doing stand-up while you're back?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I do. I show up. Never know where, but I do. Not like that thing, you know what I mean? I want to do other things. I don't want to just do stand-up every night.
I'm 50. Do a podcast now, huh?
I'm going to do a podcast called Dirty Granny.
You should.
You're going to be on it?
I'll do it.
You're going to be dirty?
I'll be dirty.
The regular Felipe I know, not this clean-cut Disney version that you fucking brought out today? A little smiling face.
I'm married now.
What?
We got married 2 years ago.
I have been gone. Besides Columbia, I've been gone a long time. Was that big news in the comedy?
It was big news.
Congratulations. Dead man walking. Congratulations. Wow, it's interesting to hear. I would never get married again. I was married so fucking early. But I can't fathom why people do it now. I mean, do you feel happier?
Yeah.
Without looking at her.
Yeah.
Do you like it? Yeah. You guys feel like you're going to live longer because you have the security of each other? No, I'm really interviewing. No? Your lifespan's supposed to get longer.
Yeah, I feel healthier.
You do? You don't look healthier. I'm just bullshitting. I love to fuck with Felipe. God, I'm just bullshitting. That's nice, though. So do you have kids now, too?
No kids. Well, I already had kids.
Oh,
with
you
someone
did?
Else. Yeah, they're old.
You're a big kid. You have kids?
I had kids when I was in high school.
Isn't it funny? I've been in stand-up so long, but I know nothing about these people that I work. See, night
My
after night.
My kids know nothing about me either.
They're in high school? How many do you have?
I have 3 kids.
Wow.
One is 21. One is 24. One is 28. Yeah.
And see, in my mind, because I'm a drinker and also a comic, all I ever think about is like when I think of Felipe, I think of like, oh, 30, 35-year-old comic. And I would never picture you as a dad. Invite me over.
30 grand.
Do you have kids too? Oh.
Yeah. I've known that kid since he was 4.
Really?
2 and a half, so I've known that kid more than my kids.
So do your kids like you being a stand-up, or are they kind of fucking over it?
I think they're over it.
Right?
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah, my kids fucking, like...
They're not impressed at all.
Not impressed. These motherfuckers, they like that World Star and shit. Why aren't you on World Star beating people's ass? That's a career. I mean, that's crazy, Felipe. I never knew. I'm finding out a lot of stuff. I feel like I'm in a weird vortex right now.
Yeah, and when I won last comic standing, my son's mom, she filed for child support the next day.
Of course.
She became the last baby mama standing again. White
represent.
Tennis shoes for everybody.
Did she? What are those kids?
F-100s.
Right? That's crazy. Would you ever have kids again, though?
I'll try.
What?
We've been trying. We had 2 miscarriages.
Oh, well, this kind of heavy topics I'm not really good at. So if I sound kind of fucking
heartless.
It was
funny, man. not funny, but the last miscarriage, when she had it in the bathroom, she let me see it.
Shut up! Come on, Felipe. I'm a lady.
She had it in the car.
I was like, yeah, she is not.
Lisa had a miscarriage in the car.
Said, don't look.
Don't look.
Because I had to take care of something.
Yeah, she was having a miscarriage while we were driving to Oxnard.
What the? This is what podcasts are all about?
Yeah.
This is the sickest world I've ever entered.
She had a miscarriage while we were driving, and she caught it with a napkin.
Could you have the next one on the podcast?
And threw her out the window.
That's terrible. Look at his face.
Damn.
Yeah, it was crazy, bro. I thought she was going to die on the way to the Oxnard show.
I told you everything was normal.
Yeah, everything's normal. Keep driving. But then that little fool came out, bro.
That little fool.
Well, the little whatever it was.
What kind of response are you trying to elicit from me right now? I mean, because I don't know what to think. I thought I was a real sick fuck, but this is really, really low. And she's so happy to tell the story.
She'll do it again. No.
Oh, God. This is terrible.
You never had a miscarriage?
No, I told
the baby?
You. The two came out. I'm trying to get rid
came
of them.
Came off sideways.
Oh, man. I don't know. That's just crazy. I would never have kids again. Who was just on? Somebody was online or something saying that. What happened to the, I don't know, some fucking weird story about their kids. Some father having sex with the daughter or some shit. I don't know. Some crazy shit. Oh, no, the mother was in love with the son. The mother was in love with the son. And I tweeted, for anybody who would bring a kid after 18 back into the home for sex or whatever reason is a fucking nut.
Oh, what a fucking lunatic, dude.
She got pregnant from the mom?
No, she was in love with the son. They were in love.
But their blood and their stepson?
Yeah, that was her son. That was her son's
son. Came out of her son.
Could you imagine coming out of a pussy and then having to go back in it every night?
That'd be fucking sick.
I'm not turning down with my mom, bro.
Yeah, not me either, man.
Hell no.
Fuck. You guys are so cute. You turned into this Muppet act. I'm not turning on by my mom. Me either, dude.
Hell no.
I never had a hard
I've come home loaded. I know that. What to do with a lady with hairy legs?
Yeah, man. Fucking Miss Flintstone Fleet over here.
What?
Yeah, man. What's the lady, who wants to have sex with a lady who beat me, eh?
I heard you done fucking. You know, clean your room. Fuck.
Fuck you. Clean your room. Fuck you. Bend over.
Suck my dick. No.
Never.
We gonna do anal tonight, Mom?
That's crazy. See how sick it is? But that's why you got it. I don't pay attention.
But I get upset though when I watch porn and they're not related and they say they're related.
Oh, you know that shit's fake.
You watch that kind of porn?
Like you see like a stepmom, she's having sex with the son, and you find out later on when you look it up, they're not really related.
You look it up.
How do you look it up?
You can hit that little button, it'll give you a little brief who the actor are or whatever.
It's always funny, but like the guy's touching himself. And the mom spying on him, jerking off.
So you still watch porn with storylines. You're so old school. I just watch straight gay porn. Come on, that's the best.
You're a chick, though.
No, I'm a 50-year-old dirty granny. That's all we think about. Seriously, gay porn's the best.
I don't mind trannies and two chicks.
No, it's not kind of like trannies, like straight dudes. Like if I was to leave this room, left you in here just by yourselves for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
With a dim
it's
light.
Your birthday.
No, it'd be like an interrogation room or something, but not no sex. Fuck that. What?
Dean Del Rey's album playing.
We'll be both in tears.
Which one of you would be on top? I mean, you do have the
we'll
real masculine haircut.
We would have to flip a coin.
You have to flip something. I don't know if it's going to be a flip a tortilla. I don't know if it's going to be a coin.
You got the burn side.
I think he'd be the one in command just because you have all that hair.
Flip a coin.
I'm visualizing. It's so gross. It's really gross being my.
I'll go to that porno thing. IMDb, dog, and look it up.
So that happened to you before? You had threesomes on the road?
I've never had a fucking twosome on the road. How am I going to have a threesome? No!
Damn.
Felipe knows what I'm like on stage. There's nobody who's going to, I mean, unless you're a sicko, which I've had, the sickos. And I know once they start talking to me about something else, dude, you have to be fucking sick to want to get with this.
Yeah.
Hello. You know what I mean? Deal. Game over. There wasn't any fucking getting laid. That's why I had to party and get drunk and take people to strip clubs.
Nobody saw your set and said, those long boots.
What's with you in the boots?
Long bird in that denim skirt.
I never wore a skirt.
You wore denim boots.
I never wore boots.
No?
Maybe boots.
Boots. I've seen
boots.
Boots
with pants,
I've seen
you but black never boots. A skirt. Never a skirt. I don't think ever a skirt. Maybe one time on
a long skirt. Long coat.
A long coat. Yeah. A trench coat to hide my balls. No, yeah, that's funny. Felipe remembers a lot. I didn't think pot smokers had all the synapses connecting and that they had these
stuff,
memories.
Huh?
Yeah, dude.
That's crazy. You remember a lot of stuff. I don't. It's kind of refreshing to go down my past with you, Felipe.
Hell yeah.
You should be a tour guide in my mind.
I should. Huh? Over here we have Sacramento, the site of a broken plumbing.
That was crazy, huh?
Yeah, they lost the hotel account.
Did they? Oh, they should have. Took me a long time to get that fucking pipe out of the wall.
How long were you yanking that pipe?
I don't know. It was the shower thing. I had to get it.
Dude.
Crazy, huh? Yeah, don't ever put me in a box.
And how tall are you? 6 feet?
5'6".
5'6"?
6 feet. Anybody after that midget's going to be so high to you, Felipe. Come on. No, I'm just 5'6", man.
I thought you were taller than that.
I know, probably because of the boots.
You appear taller.
Because I appear taller?
Probably with the big old Nazi German boots you wear.
Yeah. It was the boots.
Natashka. Shishka right here.
No, come on, man. Well, I'm small. I'm a petite demure flower of a girl.
We'll
suck out your soul. Come on. What else do you remember?
Misty.
Were you at any family gatherings? Oh,
never.
That's right, I don't have any. No.
Just the Laugh Factory on Thanksgiving, that's about it.
One time I saw you in Westwood, I remember that. You were just walking down the street, looked high as fuck, happy as a clam in the night.
Always.
Just smiling in Westwood in the middle of the day, and I thought, was that Felipe? And then my synapses stopped connecting, and it was over. But I think it was you, right? You're so cute, I didn't even know you were on that last comic standing.
Yeah.
Wow, I've been gone a long time. What's up with this fool? Talk about a great name for a show. What's up,
what's
fool?
What's so cool?
Chilling right here.
That's
he's staring
Pendleton.
At me like I'm an experiment.
Oh, no, he's taking it all in. Not like that, though.
He wants
don't
to take
you wish
you
I was your granny?
You would have been cool, Grandma.
Right? I
had
could
mean
be.
Ones. One grandma was cool. The other one was mean.
It's your birthday. You want me to babysit him after the show?
Take him, bro.
So this is your sidekick, Rodrigo.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's on every show.
Every show.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. It's good to know he doesn't have a real job. That smiling.
Yeah, he's the exterminator. You got roaches, he'll kill them.
No, come on.
Yeah.
Really? What's that about?
We have another buddy named Armando, and I work for him. I went to take care of some rats before I came out here over there off of Mulholland.
Get the
and
fuck out of here.
And I came back down here, and I'm going to go do a little restaurant after this.
Can you get rid of boyfriends?
Do they have fleas?
Most of the time.
For a case of avocado.
Hey, what happened when you he sprayed the Laugh Factory for spots?
Yeah, I haven't been there.
You're all-
They had a problem.
Jamie Masada.
He called us going, oh, buddy, Tim Allen was on stage, and rat comes across stage, and oh, my God, we have to get rid.
No, come
yeah,
on.
I'm not messing
yeah,
with you.
Tim Allen was on stage in a rat passed by trying to get a guest spot.
So Mondo had to go up there and take care of it.
Dane Cook probably let him loose. That's fucked up.
Yeah, man.
What kind of place are you running when there's rodents?
Well, the theory is that it's a whole building, like a rectangular box, so they're all interconnected with the piping, so it goes through with green blats and all those other
so
things.
So you're serious about your extermination procedures.
Well,
he's a Terminator.
He's the
more like the Sperminator. But after time, you kind of start figuring it out and, like, you know, what's going on. And then if you don't want to pay to cover up the holes, then, you know, you keep on having your problem or your issues.
Oh, so you had to go in there and patch up the holes, and he gave you stage
time. You don't patch up holes, right?
No, we do, but Jamie didn't want us to patch up the holes. He had the Filipino guys that work for him. They did it, but they kind of did it half-assed.
They put a wet rag there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're bartenders. Stick a fucking wet rag in it. Yeah. Trabajo ka na. That's all they fucking work.
It's that one that I always give weed to. And
right?
And he put cardboard in there. I was like, going, fucking, all right. And then they
that's hilarious.
So that's what's going on.
It probably wasn't even a rat hole. It's probably just another way Dane Cook tried to get back in.
I think some comic must have been pissed off at his chain may kick the hole, bro. $25.
That's crazy.
Dude. Yeah.
I didn't know. Okay, so now this is a show, but you're an exterminator and a co-host.
Yes, ma'am.
And a comic.
Yeah. Oh, and a comic too. See, I've been out of the loop. It's so if good. I don't, if I haven't heard,
and he does
of
voiceovers
you.
Too. Yeah. So
I've met you a couple times.
Here's some Joe Diaz, bro.
Yeah, how you doing, Palabelle? Nice to be back from Colombia. Looking great and shit, right? But yeah, so I have my own little podcast too. So yeah,
do a white guy.
Ray Romano, bro.
Yeah, Ray Romano. Yeah, yeah. It'd be all like fucking, talks like.
Do some Brian Holtzman, bro.
Brian Holtzman. Oh, I haven't seen Brian. He just gets real red, huh? He wears his pants up to here. A union man. I can't do his voice right now. I can't think how he speaks. But yeah.
Joe Rogan, bro.
Really?
That does sound a little Rogan-ish.
So you're going to tell me.
Wow.
So anyways. But nevertheless.
You got shows coming up this week?
No.
No?
Do I look like it?
A party in your pants.
I got a show on my couch. Happy birthday. No, I'm just kidding. No, coming up in a few months because, like I said, I've been out of the loop and I've just been in Colombia enjoying my life. I forgot I had a life. But now I have to get back on the road and do shit. I'm on Showtime right now. That's where you can see me.
And you're on the What's Up Fool podcast.
Yeah.
And I, apparently, if this isn't some kind of trick, your podcast should be on a like a bus. I think I'm going to have my podcast in the bathroom on the toilet.
That'd be a good one.
Right? And then I could just flush it whenever I don't like hearing what everybody's saying. I can flush it. No, serious.
So you dated comics before?
Have I dated them? No, I've slept with many.
Slept my way to the bottom.
No, nobody ever wants to sleep with me or date me, Felipe.
They don't want to be in your act.
Right? But I've never even talked about that kind of shit. No. Have I? Never. I don't talk about that kind of... I'm not a girlsy girl comic. Oh, I got my period. Wah, wah, wah. Had an abortion on the side of the road with my husband, Felipe. Or sorry, a miscarriage. Damn, it was... I mean, I'm still taken aback by that. You know? Like, if I went to a church, I would probably have to pray over that. You're over there laughing it up.
You would have held her head.
Right? But I have no religious inklings. I don't even know what to say about that. But no, and nothing. That's it. I'm just a dirty granny now. Just telling jokes, slinging jokes here and there.
You ever have to do a show and the promoter, they want to pay you, so you have to beat his ass?
One of the first shows I did, which was with Mitch Mullaney, if you remember the great Mitch Mullaney, who I used to love, that fucking guy. That was up by San Francisco, like I want to say Daly City or somewhere up there, some weird comedy place off the side of the road. And the guy was like, you're way too. And I was doing the shit I did on The Tonight Show, which is a long, long time, but it's so clean. And he was like, this is way too dirty. I'm not going to pay you. And Mitch was so funny. He goes, don't fucking leave this green room without your check. He was so funny. And he didn't. He said, stay in the green room until you get paid. And I did. I told that fucking guy, I'm not fucking leaving. I don't care if I'm coming back for another show. I'm not leaving the green room. And is there a pipe in here?
Is there a bathroom I could destroy?
Turn off the lights.
I didn't mean to destroy it, Felipe. You make me sound like an animal. I just had to get out of there.
Plumber's revenge over here.
The cops are knocking.
Fuck you, coppers.
We got this. Your boyfriend in the front desk beat up somebody.
I think I tried to hide the door, as a matter of fact. Now come to light, I think I unhinged the door and tried to hide it on the side of the motel so they wouldn't see it. But I guess that didn't work out.
How the fuck do you walk out the door out of your hotel room and shit with the bathroom door?
Trust me, I can do a lot of shit back then.
Past the maintenance guy and shit.
Right? Oh, just leave it. Just check it out. I think I did, though, because I didn't want him to see the gash in the door, so I think I took it off, put it on the side.
She must be a Sagittarius.
I'm a Leo, man.
Leo the handyman.
That's crazy.
Leo's pipes.
Well, isn't it good that there are stories like that about other comics, though? So you can have it on your podcast. Otherwise, what is it? I showed up and did a show and, you know, what? Got laid? That story's never, that never happened.
That was crazy, though. Somebody showed up saying, I'm Paula Bell's man. Show me, give me her room number. Sir, we don't know who you are. Fuck you. I'm her man. We were talking earlier. Didn't get into a fight at the front desk. The cops show up.
So wanted to get
the
married.
The cops and the manager show up to your room. She's trying to go to sleep. She don't know what the fuck's going on. Of course you're going to break a pipe.
Fucking pandemonium.
No, because I woke up in the middle of the stupor. Because we had been out at that old, you know where I went out with the comics and the staff to that old town? What is it, old town?
Old
Sacramento. Yeah. So they took me out there. Then that happened. Then I fell asleep hearing about the ruckus in the front. And in my sleep, I thought, and then I must have tried to go to the bathroom. But once I went in, like I said, the light switch was on this side. So I was in, and then I came to, and it was completely dark. So that's frightening for anybody.
Thank you.
What's up, fool? Happy birthday, Rodrigo.
Oh, thank you very much, dude.
Hope you like your album.
I can't wait to listen to it.
Please.
I'm dying to listen to it.
Anything after hearing my voice, right?
Oh, no, it's all good. You're awesome.
What's up, fool? Paula Bell.
That's
thank
me.
You very much.
Thanks for having
for
me.
For doing our show.
You haven't had me yet.
Where can they find you at?
On any bar stool, pretty much.
Paula Bell, people. That's B-E-L-L.
Yeah, no. What are you crazy?
My bad.
Yeah.
Bell.
Bell. Spelled the Spanish
like Bella.
I couldn't afford two L's. B-E-L. At Real Paula Bell. That's where you can find me. Or on Showtime right now on The Nasty Show, Volume 2. Volume 2.
You have an Instagram, too?
Yeah, I do.
Go to Paula Bell's Instagram. Let her know you heard her on What's Up Fool Podcast. That's everybody here. And I'm talking about Dirt McGirt, Big Daddy 209, Swig Dog Designs, Chris Canelo, No Chingas Way from Palmdale, L Dog, Rod Dog from Pacoima, Rod Dog from Pacoima.
Are there any Latinos that listen to this?
Johnny Bananas, X Man, and Frank from Hollister. I ain't no Hollister girl. What's up, Fool Podcast? Happy New Year.
Happy Nasty Year.
Thank you for being
me.
Here, Paula Grandma. We should hook up with Joy Medina. He's playing Grandpa. Dirty Grandpa.
Grandpa Fred, right?
Yeah.
Muy amable, señor.
Picture.